Aloha, everybody. It's Forrest once again with you here on Your Bridge to Hawaii with one of my favorite people, my good friend Madani Knowles, also known as Tom Knowles. Madani, good morning to you and aloha.
You are too kind, Forrest. Thank you. Aloha.
That is my initiative, to be too kind to people in the world. One thing we do on this show, everybody, is to meet some of the people that make this place such a great spot to live. And Madani, I call you my prime cartoonist of Kohala. And with a lot of years, you spent a bunch of years in the animation business, did you not?
Yes, I did. That was my primary career, yes. Yeah.
Nice. So you did color and cartoons and all those kind of things from the days of Hanna-Barbera. Some of the shows you worked on were...
Yes, I started at Hanna-Barbera when I was a mere lad, and I started with Johnny Quest and the Flintstones, where I actually learned all about color, and I learned to paint with sponges. If you notice the Flintstones buildings and all of that. It was a lot of sponge painting.
What a trip, man.
Later on, and you know, moved up through the animation ranks, layout, character design, storyboarding, and all of that.
Back in those days, people really did stuff with real paint and real ways that they put those shows together.
Yes, absolutely. Before 3D animation.
That's it. Well, you know, one thing that inspires me about you is, first of all, we have great talks about what we see happening in the world, and how do we make a contribution in the world? And I feel your soul and your heart is dedicated to that.
Yes, I feel that it's crucial, especially in these chaotic times, to have a spiritual practice, or at least a light that motivates and inspires us to keep learning and staying youthful and going forward. And I think a big part of that is I feel very blessed in being a creative person and being able to connect with painting and drawing and, you know, which I think everyone has that potential. We all have that creative spark in us, whether it's music or dancing or art, whatever.
Nice, Madani. And I think what's intriguing or a big subject for me now is to look at the world of chaos and COVID and crazy politics and all those things. How do we become part of the solution and remain part of a productive future versus just an observer of a world looks like it's in trouble?
Yes, that's I think a key for us. Yeah, you hit on it. And I think you know, so much of it is based on the law of two in life, polarization, where either you're with me or you're again me.
Yeah.
And I think it's so crucial that we rise to the next level up and we focus on our how we're connected. I mean, I think one of the interesting things to me about COVID is it's shown how we really are interconnected. Yes. I mean, rising above politics, we need to see our common humanity. Yes. Like the racial issue, we're all part of the human race.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we need to transcend all of this polarity. And, I mean, I think as common humanity, as, you know, the human species, that we all want our children to be in a better world and hopefully progress. And, you know, I think it's about, liberal used to be a good term in terms of being expansive and open. You know, I think we need to take back, reframe our value.
And that whole idea of polarity as a form of self-protection, if you're not this, you're not agreeing with me, then I'm going to get rigid and call you somehow the other and somehow my enemy. And some men, I'd love to see them develop the star that they steer by, whether it's a creative self or a way that they're a mentor to somebody in the community. Somehow they feel a sense of purpose that comes from something that lights them up. Because as we go through life, we can sort of get tired and say, gee, that's who I used to be, but now I'm, who am I? And that would be sad to lose the fire.
Yes, absolutely. We really need to keep our sense of purpose. And what is human purpose? That I think we all need to be aware of that. And like you say, lights us up.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
What is fizzy in my life, and how can I develop that? And I think most people are into kind of stuck in safety consciousness, yeah. which is, you know, everyday maintaining. And of course, we need to do that to protect ourselves. But on the other hand, it's, you know, there's so much more we can do to rise, you know, to spaciousness and the things that turn us on and keep us inspired in life.
Absolutely. And you inspired me as you shared, you're on a series of calls and a circle of people who are exploring the notion of chivalry. Chivalry.
Yes.
And how can men and women be respectful and caring and honoring of each other? And this idea of chivalry, I'm fascinated by that as a strong medicine against the other way, which is a divisiveness.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we think chivalry was in the 14th century with knights and jousting and all of that, right. but there was a deeper purpose behind it all, and one of my areas of study right now. And, you know, can women be chivalrous? Sure. You know, we always think of men as knights, but I would say absolutely yes.
Nice.
And, you know, part of our higher purpose as humans, you know, going into the future. And, you know, I think all of us want to leave the world, the planet, a better place than we came in to it. And I think part of that is developing these qualities, you know, of chivalry, really honoring the other person and, you know, wanting to bring out the best in them. And we all win that way. It's win-win. If I can bring out the best in you, and encourage you and qualities that I see in you that maybe you're not even aware of yet, that's just a win-win with all of us. That I used to have these dreams where we are magnificent, these recurring dreams, and I think that's such a theme that lights me up.
Fabulous.
That how can we see the magnificence in ourselves so that we can see the magnificence in others and just radiate that back and forth.
And how to develop the acuity and the practice of seeing that and valuing the beauty in another, the value of what they do and who they are, and valuing it versus what I might have as a self-focus, like what's in it for me and what am I doing and what about me.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that very much. That's the kind of strong medicine that I'd like to steer by and have as a way to offset some of the difficult times we've seen in this last number of years.
Yes, absolutely. And it reminds me of the ancient Sufis, the dervishes, that when they would meet each other, they had this practice where they would deeply bow to the other, and they would say this, basically what said, I honor the God in you, I honor the divine in you. And what a wonderful way to approach someone and to just hold that higher self, no matter what, you know, our problems and, you know, the worldly maintaining things that we're having to deal with every day. And
amazing.
To keep kind of that higher consciousness, that split consciousness, to stay inspired.
Nice. Well, and, you know, folks, you all may know that the word in the Hawaiian tradition of aloha has to do with greeting and goodbye and all those things. But the actual word comes from the roots of aloha. My ha, my breath goes with you. And in the tradition, when friends would meet that were close, they would actually go nose to nose and exchange breath. And the word aloha means, as you go, my breath, my life force goes with you. Isn't that beautiful?
That is so beautiful.
That's a good one. It's caring enough about the aliveness and our connection that we, on that elemental level, that we share that, the breath of life.
Yes, so beautiful.
Nice.
And breathing, you know, the breath, as the Sufis say, the basic thing of life is breath. We first come into the world with our first breath, and with our last one, we go out with our last breath, hopefully on a high note, depending on all the work with the breaths that we've done in between.
It makes you realize that none of us live forever, but that's not a scary thing. We have the chance to be who we are and find the value in others. It's a beautiful conversation. Everybody, we're here on Your Bridge to Hawaii with our wonderful friend Madani Knowles. It's Forrest and Madani saying aloha for now.
Well, thank you for the inspiration, Forrest, and aloha.